Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economics segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And it's always a pleasure to have you. And it's always a right moment, particularly this time when we discuss about business and economic development issues. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the first time, or for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, it's always good to give context on what business and economic segment is all about, what business and economic segment is all about. This is your favorite platform where we talk about business and economic related issues. We look at aspects of domestic policies. We look at areas of international relations and all the things that are concerned with bread and butter issue. And the business and economic segment is also a platform where we invite various experts, various researchers, analysts, leaders in different industries, for them to come and give their opinion, give their views, and give what they think, in order for us to create this innovative mind, and also to uplift our thinking so that we can use this knowledge that we get from this platform to drive our economic developmental agenda, to drive our infrastructure developmental agenda, and indeed human development agenda. So after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line so that the callers can give their opinions, listeners, you give your views, because we believe and understand that for us to build institutions, for us to build, countries, regional and international bodies, those institutions are not only built by yes men or yes women, but people who agree and disagree, people who can give their opinions and also find a smart and a better way on how to advance, those institutions. And your opinion may be one of the most relevant opinion. Your opinion may be one of the most relevant opinion. Your views, your ways of doing things could be a smarter way on how we can reach our goal faster and in a smart way. So when we bring about this conversation, we are looking at different issues. We are looking at different issues which cut across industries of development. And when we bring about this conversation, we want to make sure that not only for the sake of speaking, not only for the sake of pointing out what is being pointed out, but for the sake of moving toward, a right direction. And that right direction is a Namibia where inequality is not a problem anymore. And it's a Namibia where this thing of 15,000 unemployed teachers is getting an end, or in Namibia where youth unemployment is not a concern anymore, or in Namibia where, infrastructure development, housing and basic needs are not a concern anymore. And how are we going to reach there? We are only going to reach there if we come on this table, if we come at this platform, if we track development, if we look at political decisions, if we hold our leaders accountable, and also if we become, participants or economic actors within Namibia, even outside the country, as long as we are making sure that we uplift our state, because state does not exist states do not exist on their own, but they exist in a global space. So before we dive into the conversation for today, it's always very important. It's always very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM product. It's always very important to show to understand, and also make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also LinkedIn, and also make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. There are those who ask Eagle FM, we are not being reached by frequency, but we have a smart way of doing it. Download our app, go to a Play Store, download the Eagle FM app. that you can be able to use. And the other thing also is that we have our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. It's a newspaper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. So that when you download it, subscribe to our newspaper, online newspaper. When you download it, you'll be able to read and be up to date, and you make a decision based on data, statistics, and also decisions which are informed by economic insight. We're going to a commercial
break. At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so...
Yeah, while we are there, apart from following us on all our social media platform, apart from following us in our social media platform, so it's very important also to make sure that you download our IMBA app. Our IMBA app is a simplification, or it's a smart way of using the Catholic hymn book. That is Ehangano. For those of you who go to church, happy events, also unfortunate but life events like memorial services, and also when relatives or somebody love pass on and you are required to sing and you don't have a hymn book, we made life easier for you. Just go to your Play Store, download IMBA app. Wherever you are, download IMBA app. When you download IMBA app, you have access to a soft copy version of a hymn book, whether it's Oshiwambo, that is of course Ehangano, that is Oshierero Maimburiro, you go to Afrikaans, is the same thing, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So it's very easy to work in a smart way, and it's also very easy to make sure that you are where the world is going. That's why when you download that app, even a pastor, I used to give this example, you can be a pastor and you just forgot your hymn book. It's human nature, you can forget, or you gave it to somebody that was using it, or, you know, it just got old. Then you start working smart. Then you can just download that IMBA app. Then you can lead the congregation, and you can move forward. So without wasting much time, we are going to a commercial break. Then we are going to look at the topic that we have for today. And interestingly, we have actors in development, we have a business, young business person, and also a political leader. And that is exactly what's going to happen after this short commercial break. Then we can dive into the conversation for today.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Uvele kusema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zari vuka, kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a IMBA app, muikutwe kulibusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Muikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, IMBA encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesifa app ya IMBA kize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Afrikaans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za IMBA, va 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana IMBA kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
My friend, Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my cattle.
Yes, dear listeners, so welcome back to Business and Economic segment. Welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. That is your platform where we discuss business and economic matters with me, David Shonde. And the conversation of today is going to be driven by progress of development. What is development? And as development is a broader concept, we are trying to look at various areas. But one of the areas which interest this platform is Moses Garoep constituency, one of the most congested informal settlement in Windhoek, and we are trying to understand what is the level of progress within that area, how is life within that area of informal settlement, what are the citizens busy doing there, and what is the political leadership doing, and for how long should the individual wait to see development? So I got into the conversation with Councillor Stephanus Dengu, who is a regional councillor within that constituency. Then we dive into various matters. We look at the issues of opportunities. Do we have opportunities of young people in that areas, and how are the young people behaving in that area, and what is need to be done in order to move forward? Because mind you, the population of Windhoek is almost 500,000, and in 2 years it will be beyond 500,000, and a lot of burden is still going to be pressed on administration, either it's local authority, either it's government, or either it's regional authorities. But we are asking those who are in charge of leading, what are they able to do, and also what assistance do they need for these things of development, or where every Namibia have a basic need will be realized. And the other thing, we are also going to look at issues of Havana Foway. It's a business center. It's a very busy area. It's a very busy place at the informal settlement. We look at the areas of, how safe are the customers and also the business owners, and how we can move forward in that regard. And interestingly, after the conversation with Councillor Dengu, I also happened to get into the conversation with Joseph Tangi. Joseph Tangi is one of the young business people in that area of Havana, and I will engage him on what motivated him to start a business, what are some of the challenges that he faced, and how are the other young people also performing in terms of economic participation. So first we're going to look at the leadership of the constituency, then we are going to listen to the young and energetic business person. And yeah, stay tuned. After this conversation, so I'll give you an opportunity to call in and also to give your input.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at economic development, and we are also looking at areas which are affecting our bread and butter issues. And today we are going to look at one of the most congested constituency in Windhoek. And we are talking about Moses Karoep constituency. And we also talk about the number of population which is there, and also the responsibilities of those who are in charge. However, I got into contact with the councillor of Moses Karoep constituency, Tate Stephanos Dengu, just to unpack with us, especially when it's come to the progress of development. And also we are going to look particularly in terms of youth opportunities. And also we are going to talk about the main well-known market, Havana Fourway, and how are these things going to be needing improvement and all those things. And what are some of the initiatives that are on the table when you look at development, particularly in the informal sector. So good evening, Mr. Ndengu. And welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Okay, it's very good evening, Mr. David.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. David. And I want also to appreciate Ego FM that is always with us.
Yes, it's a political leadership of Moses Karoep constituency. I understand there is huge responsibilities of on your shoulder. And it's one of the area with huge number, or maybe let me say 90% of informal area. But maybe just to tell us what is the progress there in terms of development, particularly in that constituency.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. David. Just for me to say and introduce my name, I am Stephanos Dengu, the councillor of Moses Karoep. I has been elected after 2 years and a half after a person of our late Honorable Aidi Benonya.
Yeah.
Then I take over.
Yeah.
Yeah. The progress what we have now in Moses Karoep, I just want to start with first education. Let me just with the line of government because I'm on the government ticket. Yeah. Let me start with the education.
Yeah.
At the moment, we have a new school which is now going to be completed, which is Kuba. It's called Kuba.
Mm-hmm.
And it consists of 24 classrooms. It's a new school that is going to be in Moses Karoep. And also, through the Commerce Regional Council, as a constituency, we come up with a proposal for the another additional classroom at Monte Christ. And now, as I'm talking about with you, we have 16 classes that we have constructed last year. And additional, because we understand, because of the population of the children in the constituency. Yes, that's education. And also we have constructed a soup kitchen at the Moses Karoep Primary School. If those years, if you go to Moses Karoep constituency, if you go to Moses Karoep Primary School, you find children scattered around during the time of lunch.
Yeah.
Or maybe tea bridge. But now we constructed a soup kitchen, which is consistent. Also, having a capacity of 500 learners. Yes, and also I just want to touch on the health sector. We have renovating Hakahana Clinic.
Yeah,
and we constructed one doctor room now, which is already completed.
Yeah,
and also we renovate the hall, and we built up a boundary wall.
Okay, yes, that is it's a good thing to hear. Now, let us look at young people, opportunities and challenges. We are faced with high youth unemployment. We are faced with a lot of crisis, but Moses Garweb, Havana in particular, which is a large part of it, it has a lot of young people to see. But now, what are some of the opportunities which are there that young people can really say, no, this is what we can do, or this is what we can also assist ourselves with, apart from now them going to school? What are the opportunities there?
There is an opportunity, and we have a program in our constituency that we are helping the business people in the community, including the youth. Mm-hmm. And also we come up with a new idea that, of course, we understand the situation of the young people, especially even the creative industry, where those people, they were always left behind. We, the constituency of Moses Garweb, we come up with the idea so that we can try to help them. Because especially those new coming in the industry, where we buy them a full set of the studio. As I'm talking now, if maybe anybody wanted to record or to come up with their own musicians or music, then it means that they are now free. They can pay just the rituals so that they can record their music. It means that we try also to, at that level. Again, to the spot, we also avail last year 60,000, where we buy material just for the soccer, because we need to up so that we can help each and every team in Moses Garweb. It's really make a difference to them, those who like soccer. Because the soccer is also some a source of income if they really try to come up with that, because we know already most of the youth, they are always, they love soccer.
Yeah, a lot of people are also asking about how is the level of the progress of development. Is the development fast? Because I want to ask this question to say, maybe when you were outside, when you were not a councillor and when you are a councillor now, how difficult it is to implement policies or development is at the standard way it's needed?
Yeah, the policy sometimes, we can't say it's difficult. Because you see, I am a regional councillor.
And
most of the policy at the regional council, it's not really a problem. What is difficult for us is a policy which is related to the local authority, because we are under the jurisdiction of the city of Windhoek. They are the service provider. When it comes to the land, when it comes to the demarcation, when it comes to the electricity, it means that us, we need only just to write a proposal to City of Windhoek. If City of Windhoek, they cannot answer to you, then you cannot do anything, because that is another house.
So it means that your progress depends on City of Windhoek.
Yes, our progress is depend on City of Windhoek. When, if they act, it means that the only way that we can assist our people in that right. But if they cannot do anything, it means that our hand is also cut off. Because as I said, I am a regional council, and we have a policy and procedure that we are also guiding us.
Okay. Tatentego, let us look at food security, because a lot of people are concerned, and it's not only in Windhoek and also in Namibia. How are the citizens that you are leading surviving, particularly in terms of food security? And also, do we have any, apart from now, business that we see buying and selling, do we have any smart agriculture thing, or urban agriculture thing, which is happening? Or how are people making bread and butter issues?
In our constituency.
Yeah.
Yes, there are some of those who have a backyard garden.
Okay.
There is, but we must also remember that this land, or maybe for me to say the soil, this is a locked soil. I don't know.
Really
easy for you to plant something.
Yeah.
Where we try our level best is only because we have got a wind grower.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is a land which is very suitable for agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we try our level best to go to another angle for us to see that if we the regional council, we must find one farm which is called Nawa Spot Farm.
Okay.
I even passed a motion in the council's meeting last year. That and it was also agreed where we need each and every constituency to have land, a portion of land from that side of Nawa Spot Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's only at the moment that the regional, they are not yet on board.
Okay.
Because we are really lying on the administrator of the region. And we are waiting for them to pronounce themselves that how far are they with this motion that we table in our council, so that we have that land. Even the Minister of Agriculture, they say they are able to help us.
Mm-hmm.
If we then get that land, it only maybe is going to make a difference. If we got that land, then each and every constituency must have their own portion, where those people who are willingly and those who are expert in the agriculture, if they can go and produce their own food there, in terms of maybe to help themselves or to help the people surrounding or to sell to the people in the constituency. As currently I'm speaking with you, majority of our people, they are living and they have some portion of the land there at the Road Ope,
mm-hmm.
or near maybe Dorgapes, where they are making, they have a chicken farm, pig
mm-hmm.
farm,
mm-hmm.
a goat farm.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always some sell here in Moses Garib.
Uh-huh.
And we have one person called that Simoni Onjuwa. They are, he's a well-known business person.
I know him also.
But he is not practicing his business here in Moses Garib because of the bylaw. Yes, he is far from because of an environment. You cannot practice your business nearby by the people, because sometimes the chicken can also the disease can be also be produced. You see, it's a problem. That's
mm-hmm.
why we say most of the people, they are far, but they are always selling their product in the constituency.
Yeah.
In that angle, we can really maybe make a difference, or most of the people they can really try to afford if we avail that land for them.
Yes, let us look at business industry in general. Havana Four Way is one of the busiest places in Moses Garweb, and so is congested. Looking at the future, how can this place be upgraded because it's closer to the road, or be made safer to customers and also business owners, because there have been a lot of complaints about people losing their phones and also losing their properties?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. We have also a plan. We draft a letter to the city of Windhoek because we also are aware and we know the situation, how people are operating there.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, you can see that they are hard workers.
Mm.
What is needed to them is only for them to get place where they can practice their business. We write to city of Windhoek and they responded that, okay, they are aware about that, and they are also having a willing to come and build the informal market,
mm-hmm.
So that each and everyone, they can have a place to sell their product.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, they say they are only now waiting until they go completing of the lot for construction. After that, they will see where maybe they can find a way so that they can come up with the informal market. They are away, and also we are in that range with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I got into conversation with different councillors, especially regional councillors, and they all complain about, you know, the budget allocation from the region, and they said the constituency councillors or regional councillors, they still do not have a budget of their own. Apart from that, what else do you do to support the citizens that you are leading, or what other project, who is assisting you in running that developmental project?
Yes, of course, we have that program. That program is a everyone problem with the regional pastor, because staying in a house that there is not any single sin is a problem. Mm-hmm. For you to do what you want, mm-hmm. Maybe for your people. Yes, we are all waiting for that bill, the one which is at the parliament now, constituency funds. For them, once it is approved, it will really going to help us. And but at the moment, we cannot just relying. If you, there's nothing, we as an elected leader, we cannot just stay at home or be in the office without try to find in other way. At the moment, as I said, even last, after 2 weeks, mm-hmm. we helped business people in our constituency with the amount of 230 following another business people that we give them the material. It was early January, it was 270, all together it was a half million. That one, that money we get from Thomas Regional Council, a part of 5% that we get from City of Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
City of Windhoek, they are giving us 5%. They give Thomas Regional 5%, is where we divide it to with other constituency. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, as I'm said, we also in collaboration with other stakeholders. As I said, today we're having a handing over ceremony, which we say we even hand over 300 parcels from one of the business women in Namibia. Is well known, is Tina Hu. And the hair patent, they give us 300 altogether, because here she do 200 parcel, and the business person of hair patent also he give us 100 parcels. Yeah. Then we give our to our people. Yeah. In that apart from that, she yeah. also give us that. We are in a good collaboration.
Yeah.
By August, she said she wanted to help those young Namibians in Moses Garweb, those who are in business. She wanted to fund something to them. Therefore, it's also a part of for us to help hand rather than waiting only for the government to provide.
Yes. Because somebody asked a question to say, especially for the donation for today, asked a question to say, are these products that are given to the people procured from local business people?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. They procured the metal. And then we have a proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, of course. They procured the metals.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah, maybe before I let you go, Councillor, there's always a little bit of a distance, especially from young people, when it's coming to, it can be politics or influencing decisions. Now, I understand you also have CDC and you also have other assistants. What is the involvement of young people in driving the constituency development? Are they distance or they are part of the agenda?
For us, they are part of the agenda. Mm-hmm. They are always there. Even the CDC, they are the majority.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever, even we have a public meeting, the youth, they are the majority. Mm-hmm. Because we have many, many activities that we conduct in our constituency, mm-hmm. they used to come. Mm-hmm. So once you invite them, mm-hmm. of course they used to come. Mm-hmm. And they are really happy that ours, we are together and we are moving together, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the last question, because, you know, everybody wants development, everyone wants the progress. What because you are in the system and Namibians are expecting a lot from our leaders. What are the main things that you think need to be done to make sure that constituency councillors are able to develop their constituency effectively? Apart from the budget bill, what other things that you think? I'm asking this on behalf of even other councillors who are not here to say. What are the main things that you think need to be done to make sure that you work effectively and at least people get served? Because a lot of people are under leadership of constituency councillor. What are those main things that you think really need to be done to fasten the progress of constituencies in Namibia in general?
Yeah, what is needed to be... you see, my brother...
Yeah.
That is really very important, as we know that the youth is a backbone of this country. If we cannot solve their problem,
yeah,
then it's not really, there's not really a progressive that we are going forward. Therefore, the policy, there are policies that also sometimes block the way of the Namibian people to move forward.
Mm.
Those policies was implemented by the people. It means that what we need only to, we must change those policies that prevent the economy of this country to go forward. Mm. As I'm talking about with you, we have more skills, youth living in Moses Garweb and other constituencies, having a skill of how to polish a diamond. And if you go to those companies,
yeah,
those are the people that are polishing the diamond from bottom to top, mm, until to the brilliant one. But they are not given any opportunity. Mm. They are not, maybe they have skill, but there is no money. The law states, even for you to get the license for the polishing and that, you must have money.
Yeah.
You must have a place.
Yeah.
But those are our people. Uh-huh. When are we, if we are blocking them, they are not going to move anyway. But if we open the way for them, they can come up with their own business, they can employ themselves, and they employ others, rather than we only just relying the foreigner, just to, for them to come in the shift the money here, then they go. If we have our own people, having their own business, which is maybe, they have to come up with a group, how do we call it? There is a, yes, if they come up with their group, it means they have been assisted by the government. It,
yeah,
means it is, yes, they are going to make a difference, uh-huh, in their life. For them to have their own share, not just relying by those foreigners. If we open the way for each and everyone, or we open the way for the Namibian people.
Yeah.
The Namibian people, they can be able to do something, only because they have not resource. They don't have resource.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are try our level best, then we try the other angle to help them. They will go far.
Yes.
And then we will develop this country like we see how China are working in their country.
Yes. Councillor Stephanus Dengu, thank you very much for joining us today at the Business and Economic segment. Thank you very much for time and your input.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
All right, go. Yes, that was Councillor Stephanus Dengu from Moses Garweb constituency, and he was speaking about the progress of development challenges and opportunities for young people. Now, I also met one of the young and the brilliant business young men when I visited Havana today. And we got in the conversation with him, how he ended up running these businesses. And it's also it's going to be very interesting to learn what are some of his challenges. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at development of businesses, and we are also looking at opportunities of so one of the areas where a lot of young people in the informal sectors are trying to do their best, and it's also an area where there is a lot of informality in terms of either structures, services, and also other possibilities. So I got into the conversation with one of the young entrepreneurs who decided to come up with his own business of selling shoes. And just to help us unpack this conversation, to see what are some of the challenges he's facing and how is the business going and what is the situation in Havana, being a young unemployed, and how are things going there. So I got into the conversation with Tangi Joseph, and he is my guest for this evening. Tangi Joseph, good evening, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Yes, let us look at the situation of young people in Moses Garweb constituency, particularly in Havana, before we start talking about business. What are some of the opportunities there, and what are some of the challenges young people are facing in the area of Havana informal settlement?
Okay, thank you for the question, sir.
Yeah.
The challenges are like many young people here in our community, they are unemployed.
Yeah.
I think majority of them, maybe they drop out of school, they drop out of school and they are trying their best maybe to seek for companies so they can even make sure that they get something like money.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of them now, when they okay, now let me talk about me.
Yeah.
Just like for me, I was in school.
Yeah.
Then the moment I was in school like last year.
Yeah.
But I was in school, and at the same time, I was even doing business. Because I knew it, about me, I'm not even someone that is good in books. Then I have tried, like, if I'm not good in books, then I should, like, have something on my backup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I can, like, bring up a business like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, like, yeah, it's just like majority of the boys now, they are just in street, like, trying to take people's belongings.
Yeah.
People's products, like stealing, because they're unemployed, because they can't even afford the basic needs, like to improve their lifestyle.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of, they call them spinners there. They are trying to survive in a criminal way. How is this, situation, and what really forced you to start up with your business, and how have you been doing, especially when you start selling?
Okay, so me, when I was like in school, I knew it, like for me, I was in school, I was even trying my best, but I knew it, like maybe I'm not someone that is physically made for school, because I was not even my performance was not really good in school.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I started like,
yes, continue.
And I started like, maybe if I'm not good in this, maybe I'm not good in books,
yeah,
I should like come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, I went to my mom. Then I asked for her for little money.
Mm.
So that if I come from school, yeah, I can even go somewhere like to go buy my product, like plackies, floppies.
Mm.
Just for me to start up my own business, my own employment.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I started my own employment. Yeah, for just like when the school knocks off.
Mm-hmm.
I come to my business.
Because
I did not even get like enough time even for me to start, because I was really busy with business, just to bring up something even for me, even to be able like to help my family members.
Mm-hmm. Now let us look at the challenges that you are facing. As a business operator, I've seen you are selling plackies, and I've also seen various few items there, but you focus more on shoes. Before I go to the challenges, what motivates you to start selling plackies? Do they have customers, and how is the business going?
Yeah, I got motivated by my mother.
Yeah.
She also knew that I was not good in school. Then she said that it's a good. Then she said like, since you're not good in school,
yeah,
let me even help you. Since you ask for money, let me try to give you this little money so you can bring up your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, the business right now, if you are talking, is going good, everything is okay. But the problem is only that, the challenges is only that it's very difficult. Some people, like my customers, my customers sometimes they like try like to steal my product. If they send me to go get some to go get a change.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I only stay there alone.
Mm-hmm.
And one person might even come there like with a 200 and say like I only want the $50 plug-in.
Yeah.
The moment you go and look for a change, when you are coming there, you will see like there's already changing your business. Like something that was supposed to be here is no longer there.
Oh, so they are tricking you.
Yeah, they are tricking me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now apart from them now stealing, what other challenges you are facing in terms of stock? How are things going? How is the competition and all those things?
Everything is going well. Mm. And for me, I also like if one customer comes like at my business.
Yeah.
Even if the money is not enough, I also make sure that I will also perhaps like help her with a discount, so she can also she can make sure that she or he get that product that he wants.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of your 5 years term? Plan, because every person, whether you are in business, you are a professional, you are in life, you always have plans. Apart from you being at that level, what are some of the long-term plans that you have for yourself and for your business? Like 5 years, where do you want to see yourself in 5 years? Hello?
I'd like to own a company where I can even produce my own product.
Yeah.
So I can also... So even me myself, I can even employ people from street,
mm-hmm.
even like to change their own lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No, tell me, the other guys that I found there sitting with you, who are they and were they your customer and how do you relate?
Those ones, they are just my friends. They are not even related to me. They are just like street mates.
Uh-huh.
They are just my friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just like last year when I used to go to school, sometimes I even call them like to come and stay at my business or some if they want. Yeah, sometimes I leave them there, but sometimes they end up like telling me some excuses that they are busy, they can't make it to come there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, let's move away from business. I know Havana Informal Settlement is one of the areas which is very busy, and there's a lot of people who are trying to make it in life. But I also understand that we also have a lot of graduates in that area who are also not doing anything. Have you experienced that thing where you find people with degrees, people with papers, and they are still not being able to do anything? And what message do you have for them?
Yeah, I have experienced it. That's like people, they are just in their houses. Yeah, they are having certificate degrees, but in Namibia, people are not even like producing jobs. They are not even producing companies so that they can even employ people that are in the street. Because now people are just sitting there, just like 24/7, you wake up with your own degree that is under your cuff or something like that. Just wake up, you stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing nothing even to change your lifestyle. You are just sitting there with your own degree because Namibia, those people that are up, they don't even want to produce companies so they can even help the young ones. The young ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how is, no, we already spoke about the level of crimes. Now, what are some of the things which are lacking in terms of business, either business support, or what are some of the challenges that you are experiencing, especially in terms of capacity?
What are the what?
what other things need to be done in order to make sure that a lot of young people are supported, a lot of young people are able to come up with their businesses and are also able to make it in life? What do you think need to be done for young people, especially those that we spoke about? We have a lot of spinners or people who are taking stealing phones and also stabbing people. What do you think really need to be done, especially to address that thing of unemployment and the thing of just being roaming around the street?
I think they only need to be motivated by, they only need motivation.
Mm-hmm.
They only need motivation. Well, maybe they can also start up with business. They only need to be motivated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The last question: how many people are you supporting with your business? Because I see, how many people are you supporting with your business? How are you using the money that you are getting from your business?
Oh, I'm only supporting my family members, even my two friends that I'm with them.
Oh, the other one. Okay.
Yeah, we only make like this. Especially me. When I get like my profit, I also make sure that this little money, I give them to my family members.
Mm.
Yes, just as I say, I give them to my family members as long as also to my friends. Even for them, it's also to go buy maybe something to eat or something to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Also help the young ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Joseph. Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. Yes, that brought us to the end of our business and economic segment, and you're listening to Tangi Joseph, one of the business young businessmen, and he was talking about challenges and opportunity that he faced, and you can already hear and understand that he is a motivated young person who has something to talk about and also something to show. So with this, thank you very much, dear listeners. Thank you for joining us, and I'm leaving you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Nalvanda with their Mtumwa program. Until next time, bye-bye.